Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' cerebral food pie. Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. For this edible episode, I will be combining the principles of neuroscience, Albert Einstein, electrical engineering, and edible electricity to answer the 3,000-year-old edible question of, what is brain food? Now, when the conversation is brought up about what is brain food, well, plenty of people weigh in on their opinions. And the FDA claims that foods high in protein and high in omega fatty acids like walnuts, almonds, and peanuts are brain food. However, give them the right answer, Don, that's not the case. Not unless you live on a peanut farm like former President Jimmy Carter, and you can eat freshly picked peanuts in raw form. Because, and by the time that can of shiny mixed nuts actually finds its way across the warehouse and actually finds its way to your home, well, those nuts, Moana, will kick your high knee, because those nuts are well over 9 months old, which means congratulations. No, it doesn't. Give them the right answer, Don. It means all the nuts are rancid and all the nuts are overoxidized. So, holy rancid and overoxidized nuts, Batman. Now, when we discuss rancidity in nuts, we're discussing lots and lots of tummy troubles. You know, like when you think it's chicken soup, but it's really liquid poop? Those kind of problems. And I understand you think it's funny, but it's really wet and runny. Hey, honey, I'm trying to figure out what made my tummy so sick today. Was it the sour milk I had with my cereal? Or was it the 7-day-old sushi I had for lunch? Or was it the all-you-can-eat raw chicken wings I had for dinner? Nope. It was the handful of rancid nuts. That's what made you so sick. So, Belle Biv DeVoe, now you know. Now, if you think eating rancid nuts is bad for you, you're right, but the real edible problem is when nuts become oxidized, because it's no laughing matter. Oxidation destroys all the good fats and all the vitamin content. And you know what that means, Scoob? Romy Raggy. Well, Scoob, it means when you eat old nuts, that's not brain food, that's lobotomy food. It's precisely what John Bender said to Andrew Clark on Saturday, March 24th, 1984, during detention in the school library of Shermer High School. I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy. Now, there are lots and lots of other foods that are high in protein and omega fatty acids, and they are sold worldwide as brain food. Like always frozen salmon caught 9 months ago, which is definitely not brain food. Not frozen fish. No way. Not unless you meant to say always frozen fish is rotten brain food. Now, let's talk turkey about frozen fish, or freezing any food for that matter. Shall we, Clarence? Because freezing fish will slow the biological, chemical, and physical deterioration of food, and that is the upside. Edible fact, bird's eye. Don't you mean bullseye? No, I meant bird's eye. And as we learn as children, what goes up must come down. Therefore, every upside has a downside. So here it is. Freezing fish does not prevent the degradation of food quality or the agony, nor does freezing fish prevent oxidation. Oh, the shame. Oxidation negatively affects fish quality by destroying all the good fats. Plus, oxidation permanently alters the real odor, color, taste, and texture of the fish, and not in a good way. Not in a good way at all. Oxidation in fish negatively affects protein solubility, which is an enormous edible problem because globular proteins are soluble. However, when you freeze fish, the three-dimensional structure and the three-dimensional shape of the protein itself dramatically changes. Kind of like when you turn a zebra into a salamander. Now, super speedy science lesson is brought to you by The Flash. Thank you, Bruce. When a protein loses its original shape, it ceases to perform any function at all. Therefore, freezing fish destroys any potential protein and any potential protein absorption. But wait, I'm not done. There's still more because, and try to remember this one as well, Dory. Oxidation in fish lowers the bioavailability of any edibly beneficial nutrients to zero, which is entirely self-explanatory. Sure is, Don. So now that I've been eating frozen foods and oxidized nuts my entire life, tell me, Igor, whose brain did I put in? Promise you won't get mad, Dr. Frankenstein. I won't get mad. So now we know which foods are not brain food. And therefore, that's a wrap on part one of brain food. However, we still have one question left to answer. If brain food does exist, what is it? Because the moment the FDA declares a food to be brain food, you should run, Forrest, run, and get ready to pop another red pill, Neo. Because for part two of brain food, we are going to head down the rabbit hole to discover real brain food. Food that, when consumed, powers up the imagination and big time. And food that, when consumed, unlocks our hidden cerebral potential. Because when I discuss the brain power that these brain foods supply, it's electrifying. Ooh, ooh. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, out there in Toronto, go Maple Leafs. And those Justin Bieber reversible hockey jerseys are the best things I've ever seen. I want one for all my family. And an enormous, edible shout out to the best farmer on this planet, Goyo, over at J Organics in Escondido, California. Goyo is the world's first farmer that has produced edible electricity. And let me tell you something, right now, they have fruits and vegetables that have been doing nothing but absorbing the raw solar power of the sun. And when they are ready to be picked, Goyo will allow you to get some of his edible electricity, and you can get one box, you can get two boxes, you can get three boxes of edible electricity a week. Heck, you could get seven every 2 weeks, just as long as you stay supercharged on Goyo's edible electricity. And I've been getting all your emails and all your comments, and thank you so much, and do not stop writing me. Write info@ediblehonesty.com, and we will get back in touch with you. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.